Welcome back to the Embracing Grief podcast. This season, we are bringing you the grief brief. We know that listening to 1 hour long episodes isn't for everybody. And a lot of times when you are in the midst of grief, you one, don't have the attention span for an episode that long. And two, if you did listen, you might not remember all of the important stuff. The grief brief is for you. I'm your host, Lori Mitchell, and I wanted to talk a little bit about our latest episode, Hips Don't Lie. The big takeaways that Trish and I had were allowing the presence of enjoyment without letting fear take over. I talk about going to the ocean with my two kids and their fascination with jellyfish. They wanted to catch jellyfish and release them, just like all of the other kids and families who were at the oceanside with us. And I had this moment of just pure panic. Don't get stung, don't get stung. And I really had to release the fear that something awful was going to happen to my children and allow them to have that wonder and enjoyment and play, albeit safely. And they loved it. They had so much fun. Trish, in this episode, really talked about her upcoming hip surgery and the hip pain that she has been dealing with. She talked about how she can't go on like normal. She's usually the person who gets everybody motivated and together to do these big, have these big experiences and go on these adventures. And with her hip pain, she just can't do that right now. Some of the things that she talked about were breaking up big tasks into like 15-minute segments and focusing on really what she can do as opposed to all the things that she feels like she can't do right now. She referred to the resource Louise Hay's Heal Your Body. And this book we've talked about a lot, and it's really fascinating. In Heal Your Body, Louise Hay takes specific health challenges and gives us ways to create a new thought pattern in order to help overcome the challenge. And it's really interesting, the connection between the mind and the body. In Trisha's case, with having an upcoming hip surgery, I find it really interesting, given Trisha's significant trauma and grief, that she's having such a significant issue with her hips. There's been a lot of scientific research about how emotional trauma is stored in the hips. And you probably heard about somatic yoga. This is really hip releasing yoga, moving through some of that trauma by using hip openers in different yoga poses. In the show notes, I've linked hips releasing stored trauma with trauma-informed yoga instructor Hannah Yuri. This is something that I do personally, and I've found that it really does help with hip pain or hip tightness and soreness. I've also linked a Healthline article, The Powerful Connection Between Your Hips and Your Emotions. This article has a lot of links to different research and other articles as it goes through really specifics on why and how this connection exists. It talks about our psoas, our pelvis, it contains a psoas muscle, as well as the kidneys and the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands connect or control the fight, flight, and freeze response. And the survival response is really where the connection lies. I think this is just fascinating, the way in which our body stores kind of what we repress. And that's something that Trish and I talk about a lot, is we need to move through our emotions, the importance of allowing the emotions of grief to wash over us, to process these emotions, to release these emotions. And even though it might feel like as you release one emotion, another one just comes up, by moving through and releasing these emotions, we're actually helping our physical health as well as our emotional and mental health as we move through grief. I want to thank you, as always, for listening. And if you found this episode helpful, please give us a 5-star rating, write a review. We appreciate you all so much.